them what they have, where they're going, and ask him what he thinks they could possibly do with it.
What do you think they're up to?
They're actually going to save the island. Oh my god, I just destroyed it.
The possibility that they could put some kind of bomb and make the volcano explode.
It's really high.
That was my feeling. Do you know of anything else they could do? I mean,
possibly.
This seems like an awful lot of work to get an invasion from an unusual direction.
That's true. That's pretty much the only thing.
Unless the Japanese know something about a buried lava creature, they're trying to awaken it.
True. Could be anything.
You know, there are a lot of big monsters in Japan, right?
Yeah, there always are.
Yeah.
I'll make a roll.
Alright.
Big lava monster, I say.
Now that I've talked to them and got some technical details, maybe I can think of them. 16.
Well, I mean, it's possible they could make a series of tunnels that way, they'll kind of and then tap into the. That there's a big vein going up.
Mm-hmm.
And make basically the whole island
explode in lava.
In lava. Horrific lava.
Liquid hot magma.
That is possible.
That's crazy.
You know what?
Eh?
What happens if somebody puts laser beams on the heads of your mutated sharks?
That's true. All I ask then for are freaking laser beams.
Okay.
Laser beams. Are my sharks.
Are those sharks with laser beams?
Okay, let's go to the next
slide. Okay. You pretty much the same thing.
So you've won the
pretty
authority.
Much.
Yeah.
Well, gone. We'll do the same thing but quicker.
Yeah. Go, but quicker. Yeah. That's the thinking.
We'll do the Cliff Notes version of the encounter. Yeah. Whatever he's doing.
So we take off.
I'm just wondering if there's anything clever we could do.
Anything clever, huh?
I can't think of anything clever now that I've used my Omni gadget.
Wait a minute. No, we can't. We'll be dead.
can we flood the tunnel with seawater?
How?
By shortcutting their little U-bend?
Yeah, but that'll be hard. I'm going to dig through all that. I'm going to dig through all that. I can't spin fast enough yet.
So 4, 4, 2.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Okay.
I like that idea, but I'm wondering how.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if we could dig a tunnel to shortcut their U-bend. We'd flood the whole tunnel with seawater.
I've got a little plumber's U-bend here like this. And this goes up the ocean.
You know, we do have one digging machine.
And if we could dig straight through.
That's true. The one we just took out.
That's true. But.
How can you get it out?
Yeah. Big. Take a while to move.
Would your energy blast dig through dirt?
Eventually.
Not fast enough.
Slowly, yes.
Slowly.
Because we'd only need to...
Would it dig through dirt faster than it would dig through digging machines?
Yeah.
Actually...
There's a lot more dirt that I need to...
Actually, if you give me a bunch of... Well, how far... How much distance-wise is it straight across here to cut off the U-bend?
10 yards,
that's it?
Yeah.
So if you give me a couple of bombs, like satchel charges or something, I can walk into the dirt wall, put them on the inside of the dirt wall.
Okay.
I'll talk to you. And we should be able to flood the tunnel.
Okay.
Can you teleport me up to the?
Actually, I'm not sure that will accomplish anything though.
Well,
because they clearly dropped the robot thing
true.
Off a boat and they sent it down to
water.
The ocean and then they started digging the tunnel.
Well, actually, I don't know. There's a reason why they avoided flooding the tunnels, right?
You would think.
Yes.
So
flooding the tunnels
might not be a bad idea. 10 yards, you said?
Yeah.
That's not that much.
No. We should be able to do that. Well, let's try it in one of the tunnels and see what happens.
We can try it because we'll still be able to operate if we're dispersed. In water, wouldn't we?
No.
No, you can't.
I can't give you water breathing.
you actually can't write.
Well, I can last like 16 seconds.
Exactly. 16 seconds longer than the rest of you.
Okay. So what we do is we all take a deep breath. You teleport us down. We all shoot once. You teleport us up.
Sorry, one minute now. 1 minute. 1 whole minute.
Would my force field keep water up? Long enough for us to do anything?
No. Well, the problem is that when you go down there, there's no air to trap in the force field.
Could I activate the force field and then you take us in the force field and all the force field content?
Not really.
Yeah.
Can we go steal a bucket from somebody?
Yeah.
Well, we could teleport down with scuba gear on. Mm. But the robots would just, like, cut through our air hoses.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that'd be hard when we're dispersed.
We would get some really nasty...
Well, the Skyview is in the not flooding tunnels, right? So, well, if they flood the tunnels and they're trying to get lava in, if we flood the tunnels, they're not going to be able to do it. Because lava will just cool, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Let's flood one and see what they do.
If we screw that one up, we still got two more to go down and find them.
I guess.
Are you capable of doing that?
I should be able
flooded?
To. Yeah.
That's what we'll flood the tunnels.
I mean, I can hold my breath and go down and hold my breath for, you know, a minute or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? I can do 2 minutes.
Okay.
Right, so we flood one of the tunnels? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just
make roll.
Do a couple grenades, special charges, whatever.
13?
Okay. So you make a hole, the tunnel.
I mean, I assume if we just breach the thing at all, it'll just.
Well, eventually, yes. The tunnel floods. Well, it doesn't, you know, the robots are fine. They do stop.
Okay.
Well, let me see. You're holding your breath. They stop longer than you're holding your breath.
Well, I can go out, get some air, go back down, look.
So you come back a few minutes later. So the thing's not digging down.
Oh, they're going to make another U-bend.
Okay.
Slows them down.
Slow them down.
Yeah.
Slow them down.
Let's do the other one while it's digging.
Yeah.
You know, if we can freeze everything inside the volcano, they won't be able to do anything.
Can we electrify the water in the tunnel?
That would be
a lot less damage.
That would be
unless, you have like a main power line or something.
Like Jaws 2.
Like, say, my gigawatt laser.
Laser's a laser, it's not electric.
It's actually been converted to
I mean, it's not a lightning gun, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it already does that much damage, so.
Would the, because it's conductive being the salt water, would that fight any?
No. It would make it into an area attack. So you would hit every, you know, all the ones around you and the robot at the same time. It'd be more efficient. Would it be? It would be, well. Well, would be an 11 attack versus everybody around you, rather than the 13 attack versus one person.
No. Doesn't really do us much good, though.
Yeah.
And the overall scheme of things.
You know what?
Huh. Good thought, anyway.
Yeah. So when I talked to the governor, he didn't say anything, right? He just said. Keep at it.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? Send a bunch of
people
down there?
How much time does it take me to build an Omni gadget?
If you're really fast.
14 days?
How long do we think it's going to take them to make another U-bend?
Walking speed depends how big a U-bend I'm going to do. But well, if they're going to go down...
If they make one the same size as the one we just took out.
Oh. 15 minutes.
Oh, so it's not really slowing them down a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we should go on to one of the other sites and take it out while they're doing this.
Right. Right.
I'm trying to think of anything we can do to make it faster.
Is there any way we could collapse the tunnel on them?
It's not really.
Well, that digging machine.
Yeah,
it wouldn't really help. Well, if we collapse it behind them.
The robots, we
could crush the robots.
Well, yeah, if we can plug it up.
I know.
After they pass the tunnel, we plug it up.
We could do the satchel explosives in the path of where the thing is going to be.
Oh, so when they, like, drill into the explosives, so they'll go
when
boom.
They drill into the explosives, they go off.
Okay.
And see if that messes up the works.
Yeah, we can try.
We can do that.
Okay. Kevin, I'm going to go back to the Army and say I need a bunch more satchel charges.
Okay.
Wait a minute, aren't you a research scientist? You're a mad genius.
I know who I am.
Oh, you're a mad genius.
That's with the letter.
Both, actually.
You think that'll do anything?
Yeah.
Well, the tip usually is the hardest, right?
Yeah.
So,
but it's hard but brittle, usually.
Well, we'll see. Unless it's unobtainium.
Then we're in serious trouble. Actually, it would still have to get past 1414.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So I don't think it's going to do anything.
I'd probably just use several hundred hero points to negate it anyway, so it wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do anything.
Which is a new development for the robot. But they now have hero points.
That's true.
Well,
what's
that
up with that? What's up with that? Huh? Hero points? For
you
robot?
Did better.
Or we have to put something in front of it that it can't dig through, but then it'll just go around.
Actually,
it.
Anything that can eat through steel, like acid or something?
Okay. Well,
something that can, you know.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Why don't we get a real can opener instead of your laser gun? No, I mean, something that can, like, cut through steel easily.
Or
something like that, like a construction machine?
Blow a bunch of central charges here.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of the
really.
Robots.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they do about the same damage.
And then
you gotta do a lot of damage. Compared to most of these things.
It's true.
Really?
Or at least, you know, cut off the robots from us.
Yeah.
Okay, so after we disabled the first one, where was the hatch? In front?
Yes.
I might be able to walk us through the dirt in front of it. And
so,
yeah.
Front, once it
I was
closed,
thinking maybe we can get in front of it and then try to open it while we're dispersed. That'd be hard, though.
Would it
be really hard? Yeah, it would be hard.
Would it be easier to teleport through the hatch than?
Mm, no.
It's just easier to open, but
yeah,
it would open than when it's digging. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Any weaknesses on the thing that we can see?
Not really.
It's
very expensive.
It's a perfect digging.
Well, we could do like Eric said, blow some charges here to collapse the tunnel immediately behind it. And that will at least cut us off from the robots.
Sure. What is it digging through? Just ground?
Yeah.
Stone? Rock?
It's,
when you put something there,
volcanic
that
rock.
Can't dig through.
It'll go around.
It'll just go around.
What if it hit it? It'll break the bit.
It's
solid promethium.
It's the same problem that we had before. He's just going to roll versus 1414.
Yeah.
Solid promethium.
And.
Yeah, we're not going to find
anything.
We're not going
to
find
anything. It's going to just the hero point absorb.
Yep, it has to be more than 14 AP damage for it to actually.
What do we know if it's more than 14 AP damage?
Point. But there are 50 robots inside the thing.
50 inside?
Yeah. It's 200 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
So I think the best bet is to try to wall off the robots so that we don't have 100 of them attacking us while we're trying to get into the
thing.
And then,
just stick the satchel charge up here and blow it as soon as the thing has gone past the satchel charge. And then we go in between it and a robot. So we'll do that.
So we try that?
Okay. Okay, so you blow up the satchel charge, you block off the other robots. That way you don't take damage when you get in. Fight the 50 robots. you just take like 1 point of damage.
That's negative. Don't even spend hero points for it because.
Well, you heal it in an hour.
But we don't know that.
So you're down. You're down. You will be down one for the next fight. So, you know.
All right.
If you don't wait around an hour for a second.
Alright.
Next,
sounds like we got a system.
Yeah,
I can't
I
think of anything better.
I'm having trouble thinking of better ways to approach this.
Well,
no.
Kevin grinning like
I'm not.
Like there's obvious things that we're missing.
There is something obvious. Something very, very obvious.
There always is.
No,
but
not really.
Okay, so you do it to the other two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are any of the robots, like, intelligent we can interrogate or something?
No,
not
yeah.
really. I mean, there's...
You saw how many of them went down.
We don't run into any people. There's no...
No, they're all robot controls.
Okay, there's no radio controls in the thing that we can... Can we jam the controls on them or something?
How about any, like, computers or...
Anything on the digging machine?
No.
Something about their orders that's in electronic form that I can read? To see if...
You'd have to read the robot brain. So the robots are about human intelligence, actually.
Because they're based
in
on...
In terms of just knowledge.
Yeah, into. But they're based on my design, so I should be able to dig into them fairly easily.
Yeah.
Well, they're vastly improved.
Take me...
You're real high, it'll probably take you a couple hours.
We can take them out. Let's take them all out.
Take them all out.
Wait,
and then
so these are just mechanical digging machines, right? There's nothing on there. That's
the actual machines are just mechanical digging machines, and they have gun ports. They don't have like super weapons inside.
Gun ports.
Yeah. So they have like machine guns inside.
You know, if we can, you know, get grenades throwing through the gun ports.
Hey, let's hijack this one, and dig our way to the.
That'll be slow. Walking with these
slow.
Yeah. Other side of the island.
I mean, if I could phase it and drag it over to the other one,
we'll go up to the surface and take it across.
How are we going to take it to the surface? Dig it up?
We drive it.
Dig up?
We drive it. We dig up, go to the surface, and then drive it.
Now, if it were small enough that I could phase it or we could pick it up,
we can think it. Get a thinking ray going.
Then we could just shrink all the robots.
Would it go faster than walking speed on the surface? Do I think?
Yeah, it would.
Do you think it'd be faster? Like,
it'd be faster than us flying over to the next side. Would it be faster than us flying to the next side?
Oh no, but it could probably. Well, it's just a worm thing, so like running speed. So it's about 15 miles an hour.
15.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It would be fun to
fight them against the ship. Contact the governor again to tell him what the locations are for the digging machine. So you can
secure the machine itself is not intelligent.
Exactly. So can I reprogram it?
So it's a mechanical machine.
Its previous instructions were to go here, and if it encounters some problems, do this and that.
No, I mean, the robots were driving.
Okay, I'll take one of the robots and reprogram it. How long would that take?
Because how you roll.
Worry about it after we take out the other two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can start reprogramming the robots and send them back to Japan.
So they can secure them.
Okay.
Just in case.
Tell them the tunnel into Mount
Fuji. There's spice everywhere. Oh, no, I don't say that. I'm not the like.
Huh?
There's spice everywhere.
Reprogram them, send them back out. Tell them the tunnel into Mount Fuji or something.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
But for now, we'll just do the same thing on the other two, I guess. I can't think of anything.
Still not having any bright ideas.
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see. Wait. Lava.
Wait.
Got something to do with lava.
Wait.
Yeah, but we don't want them in the lava.
Liquid hot. Magma.
I don't know of a good way to
give them magma.
Divert a magma, you know, flow into their tunnel.
And besides, it's what they want to happen anyway.
Seems
bad.
Maybe they're trying to save the island.
Let's just take out the other two.
Yeah, let's go take out the other two. Slowly, like we did before. Same deal with the bomb.
We will have sufficient time to take out the other two before they get to the caldera.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Plenty.
It'll take them at least another hour or a few hours.
And it takes us, what, 20 minutes per?
Yeah.
Now we got a system down, so.
We got a system.
No, we got a system down.
Do another statue charge. Get in there, start blowing things up.
Pretty much it. We're missing something obvious. I know it. I just know it.
One. And then the last one, which you don't have to heal probably. 1-1-2.
What?
Better ideas for how to approach this.
So do I, because there's got to be something.
I've heard.
What are we missing?
I'm not too sure. I know what you're missing, but I'm not too sure what.
I've heard I just heat them up. They like to keep everything inside. That's a theory, though.
Well, I'm going to snag a couple of the robots that are least damaged in the head.
Uh-huh.
Take them up to my lab and start turning into their brains.
Okay.
See if I can get them to tell me anything about the orders.
Roll.
14.
Oh, yeah?
After about a day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Roll. 6.
It's really hard. It's not redundant. No, yeah. I guess he hasn't thought of it yet.
Not smart enough.
Alright, so their orders.
Analytical smell tracking.
They are to. There's some sort of underground city that they're supposed to break into and take over.
What?
Underground city? We should go check this out.
Interesting.
This could be a trap. They want us to go there.
Huh?
We should still go check it out.
We should still check it out.
Do they know the location of it? Maybe? Center of the volcano?
It's near.
I'm going to grab Charlie to help me with this. And we're going to make a little virus.
Virus?
A little computer virus. The robots that I tamper with will spread my new programming to the other robots. And they cease to function.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. That's the way. Virus.
Okay.
Can you say virus? Like this a virus.
And you could upload it with your laptop.
Human
the alien computer.
Or a
Apple laptop.
Nothing.
Damn it. Only the aliens are still using PPM. Okay. Sure, you write that.
Okay.
Then what do you do with a robot? Pat him on the back.
Pat him on the back.
Japan, go to Japan.
Tell him. Start rubbing his head back where you came from. Oh, wait. How did you get here?
Disease.
They pretty much walked. Well, actually, they took a ship close by, and then which dropped them off.
What kind of ship?
Big ship.
That's
gotta be big.
Yeah, freighter.
Freighter. And how did we miss the freighter? What was
it? It dropped them off like last week.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you've been just going along the bottom of the ocean for a week.
Uh-huh.
What were the explosions last night? Did you do anything special?
That wasn't them.
Hmm?
That wasn't them.
That was not them.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Maybe that's the people in the underground city.
Do you know what that was?
The tunnels were already there.
So when they had started the tunnels before they did that.
So the tunnels were already there, and then what happened?
I need that some more.
They think the city defenders. Collapse the tunnel. Well, they were expecting that. Everybody does that.
Wait, do you know what kind of city it is? And why they're trying to break in?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know what kind of city it is. He just, you know, the master says, take it over.
Who's the master?
Who's the master?
The master. The master's the master.
The master's the master. Do you know what the master looks like? Does he look like this? I'm going to take your whole thing tonight. It's Mark 1. It's Mark 1.
It's Mark 1. It's the architect.
The master is Mark 1?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
9997.
Look like this. I'll hold up a picture of Mark 1.
9997.
That's the only guy.
No.
This took me forever.
Who else do I know?
Look like this.
And they have a name that other humans call him.
So you showed him a picture of Mark 2 and Mark 1? Or Mark 1 and
Mark
the ultra humanoid?
Mark 1, ultra humanoid, Mark 2.
And the lady friend.
What lady?
The girlfriend?
The girlfriend.
Me.
Me.
Wait. So how's the steam power guy?
I think that's him.
I get a little mugshot list of all these.
Charlie.
Everybody you know. No.
None of these people that were at my conference?
No.
No? Shit.
Somebody else doesn't like you.
Come on.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. That's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
It could just actually be, show him a picture of, like, the Emperor of Japan.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I'll do that. No?
How about the high general?
Nah. I'm drawing at straws here. I'll show him a picture of every guy.
Figure.
Can you upload a picture of him to me?
Wow.
I'll dig into the screen and get a picture of the master.
Okay.
Here's what the master looks like. You seen this person?
The master looks.
Have I seen this person?
Looks like Pat Morita.
It's somewhat like the Mark One, but there are significant modifications.
Oh.
It's more.
Mark 1's upgrading himself.
Yeah, I know.
Mark 1.
Mark 1 plus. Mark 1.5.
1.4 revision. Still.
I think I might need Mark 2 in all this.
Mark 3.
For now.
Build Mark 3.
I'm going
to
set them up with a virus self-destruct.
Okay.
It doesn't self-destruct them, it just kind of melts down my brain.
Okay.
And it's going to take effect, like, you know.
Are you wearing sunglasses when you say this?
Of course.
That's it. Virus.
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 Like, a month after they've infected a robot, that robot will destruct them. These two in particular won't destruct them.
Okay.
Ew, please. Hey,
I send it back home.
Where's the cure?
Okay.
Do you call Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Anderson. No,
he
doesn't. Go check out the Underground City.
Underground City checkout, I think.
Look so nosy.
We are nosy.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's nice to know when neighbors. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So we'll go down to the underground tunnels and we'll, like, knock and more good or something.
Okay.
Could be ruled by Aquaman or, you know.
The mole people.
Oh, man.
More locks.
What do you take a flashlight?
Sure.
No, we borrow the light's helmet. Away from that.
Or could be those freaking.
Just have a helmet.
Two alien. Night vision goggles don't exist, yes. We can't take those.
You don't like this yet?
No.
Good one.
I'll have to.
Oh, we can buy X-ray vision right now, or like ultra vision. How much is ultra vision?
X-ray vision.
I've been meaning to build sunglasses for a long time that have some weird shit.
Ultra vision is 10. 10, wow.
That's
only 100.
140. To be able to see 10 feet.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't do it.
Probably worth it if I keep walking around through solid earth.
So I don't think
ultra vision goes. You need X-ray vision to go through stuff.
Oh, one more trip to the geologist to get, some charges for seismic readings. And I'm going to use the charges to like, tap on the north pole as well.
Right.
Yeah.
They roll their eyes.
Uh-huh.
Although they're an advanced civilization, they don't know where it's good.
We should just go walk down there and say,
yeah, we can walk down again.
Hello!
I'll use the sensor charges and see if I can find a big enough cavity to be a city.
They say we go in pieces. I said, but we haven't said anything yet.
Maybe. There are some cavities down
there. Okay. So I'll use them to point stuff.
I mean, if we extrapolate the tunnels,
we'll
we should be able to find more openings if they actually collapse on length of the tunnels. We
sure, sure.
To find where it picks up.
Maybe.
Well, so yeah, we'll go to the caldera area. Too.
Wait, can we just go down the caldera? Maybe we can find the tunnels there.
Huh?
From the caldera, from the opening? Huh? Huh? Yeah, yeah.
So,
inside the liquid hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just.
That could be kind of deep.
It's kind of hot, is it?
Yeah.
Whatever will find us some caverns.
Okay. So eventually, we go to the city.
Hello.
That's not good unless you get six. Right?
So basically, it's dark. It's a free flashlight.
Okay.
And there are lights. Well, things. Whatever.
Is that glowing mushrooms?
Yeah, glowing mushrooms.
They always have
they
glowing
use,
mushrooms.
Ultraviolet light.
Ooh, ultraviolet.
So we're on the black light.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can detect that.
It is,
really? Wow.
Speaking guys I fought last week.
I mean, you can detect it using ultraviolet light.
Ooh, ultraviolet, I think.
Okay.
Does it look like the same little light fixtures that...
Yeah.
This is those stupid lizard people I fought last week.
Why did you fight them last week?
Because they were trying to take over a hotel.
Why were you trying to take over a hotel?
The rooms are so hard to find.
Okay. See, it's just all a misunderstanding.
Wait. These are lizard people?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who they are?
Light people.
They had mental attacks.
Oh, wait a minute. I know who these are.
They're Doctor Who monsters.
No, they were in Justice League a week ago, right? Well,
right.
Did you watch that still?
Which episode did I watch?
I don't know. Which one was it?
It was like...
the Green Lantern one?
The Green Lantern
one. No, wasn't it. The last one was some snake people or something. They built... Whether it's made this little crystal that can possess people.
So do any of them come out to kill us?
After a few minutes, some come out.
Hello.
Do they speak and
English? No, they didn't.
They
attack.
They stomp and make a roll.
They spoke. Womp womp womp.
You make a roll.
What? Just go through?
Uh-huh.
16.
16.
They're similar, but not the same. They banished the other evil ones.
No.
These have two heads.
They bow.
They bow?
To you.
Demon!
So I recognize them?
They look the same.
They look the same?
You know, one alien lizard looks much like
the same. Well, maybe they respect me for kicking their ass last week.
Taking parts of it that you
have. Oh, you don't have the...
huh? Demon? Demon?
Probably not.
Okay. But they still got.
Okay.
But you have the rod with you?
No.
It's always with you, right? No. To keep you calm?
It's kind of unwieldy. She wouldn't have been able to keep both of you.
Yeah, I can't.
It's big?
It's big.
Oh, I thought it was
big. No, it weighs like it weighs like 600 pounds, and it's made out of solid amethyst or sapphire or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, that's pretty big.
So you changed it. I was envisioning a little rod about that big.
No, it's like 8 feet tall, and it has like little branches coming out of it with leaves. And,
so it's
but it's made out of gemstones.
Yeah.
So it's not a dildo size thing.
No.
Like
okay.
Yeah, we're entertaining.
Well, I try to talk to them.
When you say rod, I figure, you know, rod.
Well, they still don't.
English. Do you speak it?
English.
Yeah, stupid natives.
I draw a picture in the sand of one of the digging machines.
And point to that.
So.
With no, a stick. And whatever.
Whatever.
9.
Oh, yeah?
18.
I just use my natural charm.
19.
And, you know.
Add my int. 11 19. Plus 5 is 16.
11 plus 8 19.
Okay. Well, after all, you know, whatever.
We've got mental power. One of them must have telepathy or something.
Jesus. Strangely enough, it doesn't quite work that way.
Stupid freaking
lizard.
The one with mental powers to be a superhero. They're not a superhero.
Oh, that's true.
To them, it would
no
be a superhero.
These are NPCs, right?
Yeah.
Are they friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them are friendly. They're stressed on my sheet.
Because of your popularity?
Yeah.
They've heard of you.
Not these two.
That could be fine for me.
They'll post her
around. Hey, wait. I actually she's from the book signing 2 days ago. The little snake girl.
I just thought it was a cool costume.
Okay, so basically, let's see. So they were trying to defend themselves. So they show you to the main, temple.
Okay.
Do they have a language translator there?
And then... there's a big picture of Rakuzen.
Oh.
Fuck!
And then they bow to you again.
Wait, you know him? We haven't seen him before, right? Have we?
No. You guys haven't actually seen him.
You know this guy? Well, does he look like a demon, obviously?
Yeah, demonic.
Do you know him? Do you know it? Who's that, I think?
You had a reaction to that picture of it.
Yeah. Who's that?
That's a big, evil demon.
Really?
I see.
So they're demon worshippers?
That's the demon they were trying to summon when they... captured me.
Psychiatric.
Yeah.
Place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Place.
That's the demon.
Oh, okay.
That's the demon they were trying to summon.
That John Gilmore banished years ago.
Why is there a picture of him here?
I don't know.
Why is there a picture of him here?
It's like a mosaic, more like.
Oh,
well, you can tell it is because
Wall painting.
All right. Can I tell that they don't? They're not worshiping him. They're.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Are they are? Why the hell are they bowing to me?
You're a demon, man.
Fuck. Crap.
You're his daughter.
No.
Don't you know?
No.
He didn't tell you? As you fell down the tube? Right? Screaming all the way down?
I think I know what it is.
Oh, fuck.
No!
I think I know what it is, too.
So his gun started
shooting out.
Don't move.
Really still.
Actually, I know what it is, but Rip wouldn't. Otherwise,
because
you
read my character sheet.
No, I didn't. It's just
such an obvious plot that it has to. But if
Drift
knows, he's
going to
shoot you.
God. Well, I don't think
we can
tell John.
Well, it depends on whether you're right or not.
True. When does that ever stop, Drift?
Good point.
What's going on here, I say? What's going on here, I say?
That's the demon?
That's the demon.
And
they apparently worship the demon.
So why did Bond to you?
Huh?
I don't know. It's kind of disturbing.
You don't know. You look a little bit red lately. Demonic red?
Let's go to the size. There must be no way
to kill them all.
Kill them, my loyal subjects.
I think we shouldn't talk about this here.
Okay.
Alright. I try to ask them.
I'll try to learn their language.
You know, if they.
It'll take a few days.
Can we hang out with them?
Yeah. Learn the language.
Okay.
Yeah,
wait, that's true. Only 6 days, because I saw a 13th warrior.
Yeah, it is about that. You know, to get just the basics and stuff.
Yeah. Where's the bathroom?
13th warrior. I forgot about that movie.
All it takes is a drink.
Yeah.
I
thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
No, all it takes is for them to turn off the subtitles. Everybody speaks English.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't I just stick a fish in my ear?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be good, too. I'll invent that fish.
Or the
So after a few days, you can sort of talk to them.
Okay.
Who is the red woman with us? Who is she? Tell us.
She's our mother.
So, yeah.
Do they have any nifty technologies
so
that I can exploit?
No.
Look for free down here. Although
so I asked them. I asked them about the other.
It's magic.
They have cryogenics.
Ooh, cryogenics.
Well, I know that.
But for the most part, their technology
magic.
Is about.
Magic.
I mean, they.
sorcery?
They were around millions of years ago. They got to a lot of technology about equivalent to now, and then they went into hibernation. And they've only recently woken up. So that their technology is actually pretty close to current.
Okay. So the difference is like cryogenics and their mental powers.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're pretty much the same as the sorcery people.
What was the deal with the other group on the other island?
Oh, forgiveness. They did not understand who you were.
So who is she? Tell us.
She is Rakusan's avatar.
Oh! You are, huh?
That's not what I was expecting.
That was what I was expecting. I thought you were the daughter. I thought you told you last time I could go down the shaft, screaming all the way down.
Oh, why?
That's what I was expecting. I thought you were him. Actually, you are, basically.
Yeah, him taking over your body is what I was expecting.
No, I thought that was Shannon.
So you're Shannon's avatar?
He thought it would be better.
And he can tell her as she falls down the shaft screaming.
Well, they wouldn't know she's his daughter. They wouldn't be able to tell that. They can tell.
They can't?
No,
it's in her blood.
Well, they don't really like that. I mean, they have some, just enough occultism to tell that, you know, that she has an aura.
Family resemblance. She looks just like him.
No. Not really.
No? No? No family resemblance?
Not really.
Wait a minute. You're his avatar? Is that good or bad? I have no idea.
That's bad.
I try to...
Bad for you or bad for...
Like, dig into their history?
Bad for me.
To find out why they worship the sky or something just once about it. Like, why do you worship this evil guy? I don't ask that.
We don't know that.
Well, you can ask, you know, who is he? What? Why is he powerful?
Yeah, who, why, what, how?
Sure, I could win.
I'm sure they'd be happy to tell us all
that. So is he equivalent to, like, Demogorgon? Or?
Yeah, something like that.
Equivalent? Wow.
Well, he's like their god.
Okay.
Or
is he like...
Or Roxan ruled Earth.
Is
in
like
their time, during their time. And then she went away and then that's why they went.
Oh, really?
And that's why they hibernated.
He was actually here millions of years ago?
Yes. He actually lived here for millions of years ago.
So why did he go away?
Other
things too. Another colony to
There was some sort of great conflict, and then, and he was driven from the plane. And so his worshippers. We hibernated.
Until he comes back?
Yes, until he comes back.
So now you're awake, meaning he's going to come back soon, right?
Well, the avatar is here.
That's true.
Duh!
Yeah. Great. Do we know that this guy's evil? From what we know? From Shannon and stuff?
Some Shannon will tell us he's evil.
Well, yeah.
But, you know.
Like that.
They're biased, man. And Ghost Girl never mentioned this.
Why do they think you're his avatar? Do you know why?
Later.
Later. Okay.
So why do you worship him? What did he do for you? How did he become your god?
He taught us our technologies and stuff. So he was the one who raised us up from the mud. And gave us fire and the wheel.
That sounds like a god to me.
And bread.
An alien with higher technology.
Play it.
Sounds like a pretty... He might be just misunderstood.
What?
Could be.
But I got it.
It's an alien with advanced technology.
And was there a war or something? Who were your enemies?
There was a great conflict.
With the god, with the other god?
So you know,
he might have used to
that.
Do you know what overcame him? Because I should try to...
They just call it the Great Darkness.
Okay.
The Great Darkness.
But they're not, you know, they're not sure exactly. Because there was a war in the heavens.
They weren't participating?
They weren't watching?
It's just like
they weren't really watching either.
Okay.
I mean, it's just something that happened. Because all their cities were underground.
Okay.
And how long ago was this? Do you have any...
Millions.
Do they have any...
Billions.
...legends about, you know, what it was that defeated him and drove him off?
No. I mean...
You know, because if we want him to...
So, from their perspective, it was some sort of great evil.
Okay. It was a band of...
But if they know,
they're not too sure if it was like a force or actual person or whatever.
Okay.
And I think it's a band of superheroes. Who actually went to the past.
Yeah, a band of superheroes went to the past.
What it looks like... wait a minute. He stand closest to fire than you. Good thing we change our costumes later.
Huh?
Good thing we change our costumes later. We change our costumes later in the next jump.
Oh, do we?
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Right now you have like 1940s retro costumes.
That was actually pretty recent, because I didn't know it was going to be 1940s, so.
Oh, that's cool. Costumes get much skimpier in the next.
What do you call that, man? Okay.
So, are they doing anything actively to try to get bring him back, or are they just waiting for him to show up?
Just waiting.
Okay. So, you're gonna have a feast now that the Avatar's back?
Of course.
Wait, what kind of
food are you celebration?
So, how did the robot dudes find out about you?
Do you know why they tried to come here?
I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to awaken.
And so you caused the explosion.
Yes.
That we
collapsed the tunnels.
To buy the time to make a defense.
Mm. How many of them are there? Do they have other cities?
Let's see, there were 60 of the alphas. There are 1,000 here.
Okay. Are there other cities
there are,
around?
Yeah.
All over the world?
Yeah, basically.
Like,
I mean, they don't know how many there were still.
Okay. Well, like, how many major cities?
Because all the cities were...
Like, how many major cities?
There's been a lot of technology.
Yeah.
Do you know what we call these guys now? We call them petroleum.
That's true.
Some
them
of them probably.
Them awakening actually diminishes our oil supply.
Yeah.
You must die.
Well, what do you think?
I want to find out, you know, where some more of their cities are, where they think they might be.
They're not sure yet. They've been researching that.
Okay.
Where the hell did that process?
What do they? Do they have an army? Do they have?
No.
Oh,
they
were attacking with just their bare hands.
How about government-type officials? Because we could set up some sort of dialogue with the surface government.
Cooperation with the surface people? Never!
And
really.
Just so that you guys upstairs say hi to each other.
No, they're just waiting for
to come back and tell
everybody how the world is going to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as they're concerned, even though you're... You know, the Avatar's friends, you're still just, you know, very smart dogs.
Like wonder dogs?
You keep thinking that.
Well, I tell them not to bother the surface people.
Yeah, because early humans were just, you know, dogs.
But we didn't spiky costumes.
It's true. So you're smart.
Well, I tell them to stay here and not bother the surface dwellers.
Of course.
They might actually listen to me.
Yep. Sounds good. So we go back.
Go back to the nuke.
Sounds like we'll have to keep a very clear.
So they don't know why the Japanese tried to invade this place. Maybe it's an artifact.
No, but maybe we should find out.
Artifact.
Yeah, they don't have any. Yeah, they don't have any like artifacts,
objects
belonging directly to
the high temple.
Gates the seventh layer of hell, or
that I should have. As his avatar. Make me stronger so I can bring him back.
More powerful.
You're back, though.
Yeah, you're back. You're here.
The rest of me.
The rest of you.
You're here. You don't need help.
Wait, what are you?
You're fake. Kill you.
Diminished from the war.
They
bring out a...
No, they don't bring out a... Orb. They do, I mean, they do have some, but mostly it's...
useless to us.
Sort of. I mean, they have like an artifact that generates the power.
So yeah, useful to us. Like, you know,
stuff like that.
The mystic organ of keyword.
Yeah.
Detect radiation.
Ooh, detect radiation. That is amazing. Other than the ultraviolet light. Central power system. Huh? No, that's magma. No, it's reactive.
Yeah, geothermal.
Okay. Well, I told them to stay here.
Sure.
Okay. Keep, you know, trying to figure out where the other cities are and get in touch with them.
Okay. Alright. So we fly back up?
I'll be back.
So after we get back up, Ash, what's the deal? You die now!
I shoot them all.
So what the...
What makes sense that you're the Avatar?
I'm kind of confused about that myself.
Huh.
When did
well,
you start,
actually, maybe not.
When did you start changing? What started causing it?
I think it was him.
I think that was only a catalyst.
But
the change was already in you.
I'm thinking...
But what's her face? What was her face? The sorceress chick?
Francis Van Hoorst.
Francis? Alright, so she...
Grayskull. P.O.S. Mom.
She was trying to summon Ralkazan.
Through the portal, yeah.
To bind him and suck some of his powers.
Uh-huh. So maybe you were the binding...
Do I actually know that that's what Shannon did?
Yeah. Pretty much Shannon did the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, too much plus three.
So, a long time ago... Well, how long ago? 20 years ago? Something like that?
10
years ago?
Not that old, did he?
He did it when he was... Oh, actually, that's true. I think he did it when he was, like, a teenager. So it's like 6, 7 years ago.
So, I'm not sure time-wise I know exactly because I didn't show up until later, right?
Okay, okay.
So,
yeah, yeah.
All right, so some time ago...
Right.
John Gilmore...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he told us about that.
Summon, huh?
I think he told us about that, right?
I don't know if he told you.
I thought it was like a dark secret for him.
Really?
That part is not exactly... That's not a dark secret part.
Well, I asked him about it before, right? In the submarine, I think. He said something. I don't know if he told his whole story, but go on.
He summoned Ralkazan, trying to bind him and take his powers.
Right.
Really? Wow. Okay.
I think his dark secret was that his powers come from a demon or something.
Half demon.
He doesn't
half
like
demon.
The cop too.
He's half demon.
I'm not sure.
No, that's not quite the dark secret. He's okay. He's probably okay with saying he's dead.
That he's half demon.
That some of his power, he was augmented because of some of his powers. But he already
so,
had some power.
So, some time ago, John Gilmore summoned Ralkazan and bound him and took some of his powers.
Wow.
I killed Gilmore.
A side effect of that...
Yeah, you're like the Act 1 boss, and Jim Gilmore's like the Act 2 boss.
No, I'm tougher than...
Andario? You're Andario?
No, I'm tougher than he is.
Yeah, he's probably Mephisto then.
Mephisto's pretty lean.
Lean.
Okay. Dario's probably tougher than both of them.
Yeah, why isn't Jeriel in charge?
So, a side effect of that was that he summoned me as well.
What do you mean summoned you? Wait a minute!
What do you mean?
What the? Oh my god, you're sleeping!
Oh my god. Because he didn't really know what he was doing.
Oh, I see.
Does that mean you're
and,
a...
illegal alien?
I actually... No, I didn't help him banish him, because I just showed up later.
Yes.
Okay.
He's sleeping with a demon. No!
That's why Francis was able to use me as an aid to opening a gate, because I'm actually from where he is now.
That explains a lot.
I'm not sure how he ended up in my dimension.
That explains the extra orifice.
But he's taken it over. Much really? Like he apparently used to rule Earth.
See. Used to rule Earth, huh?
My people have been fighting him for...
Eons?
At least 3 or 4 days.
Before he left.
for, you know, a long time. And,
So what does it...
Was I in the middle of fighting him when I got summoned?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm actually was, like, the champion of my people.
Mm-hmm.
And
your people suck.
He and I
was gonna say, Jesus. I'm down.
So I was actually
wow, your people are really hard to hit. Anything else?
I was actually in combat with him when he got summoned, which is why I got dragged along.
Huh. Interesting. So you're not human?
No.
But you look human.
Yeah.
Feel human.
So that's why,
sound human. Smell human. Taste human.
So I think maybe when, Francis did her little thing, Ralkazan was actually summoned for a short while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because I'm a dimensional link, apparently, there might be some residual of his power lingering around that's stuck on me. Which
so
is maybe
so
why...
Angry?
I've been so angry lately.
So it's not from the transformation?
I don't know. Because your radiation definitely did something weird to me, too.
Okay.
This will take some research.
The rod,
yeah, not
the rod seems to...
Sorcerer somewhere.
Make me feel better, though. So
the rod?
Yeah.
You mean the staff?
The staff. Whatever.
Let's go to a priest.
But that's why...
a high priest.
Let's go to a priest.
Well, I don't have a secret identity anymore, sort of.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
We don't know that you're Penny.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Too much for one.
And I'll have my brain can stand. I think my head will pop.
So, well, and yeah, because that's why I've been keeping an eye on Gilmore.
Okay.
So you know about me and Ellie.
Laron's rod is a Judeo-Christian artifact.
Means yes. Nothing to me, but I from the research I've been done, it's good at fighting demons. Or what you would call demons. I don't know why.
So what do you call them?
Because technically, I guess I'm a demon. So I don't know why the rod isn't blowing me up.
He's sleeping with a demon. Again.
Perhaps
and again.
Exorcise Rakazan from her.
My church is Jewish. What Jewish ceremonies could I fake?
Something you half remember or something like that.
Wait, so archaeologists would know about these things, right? The rod or the staff.
Yeah.
So we asked.
So I asked my dad, Dr. Jones. He would know. Hey,
your dad is Dr. Jones, too?
Yeah, Dr. Jones.
So we asked, I asked Francis about it. I asked your wife about it.
Okay.
Nobody's really been able to tell me a whole lot.
About the staff?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the Pope would know.
How about we try a Jewish synagogue? Let's see.
How about the Pope?
I don't think I've tried that.
Pope.
They'll pretty much tell you the same thing I told you.
Yeah.
How about the Pope?
Because that's what's written in whatever...
The Torah.
Yeah.
If anyone knows the
Bible.
If anyone knows the Pope, would know. Come on, Pope.
So really
the high priest. Right?
So, I mean, I've spoken to some people who are knowledgeable about it. I've looked through your scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's very little vague. I mean, it's all kind of vague.
So who?
So the staff, you know, Moses used it to part the Red Sea. It summoned the plagues on Egypt. It caused that sandstorm that sunk the, you know, wiped
right.
out.
So who do you think might know? This some sorcerer?
I don't know. Probably we'd have to talk to some occult knowledgeable.
What did John say? John said something, right?
Pretty much the same stuff.
Same thing.
Yeah, he has to research.
He said he would do some more research, but
who's the foremost sorcerer?
But I think I need to go talk to him and explain to him about Ra'al-Khazan. Maybe that'll bump it up his.
He doesn't know.
I don't think.
He didn't know.
No.
Who's the foremost sorcerer we know?
Dr. Fate.
So maybe we can talk to him.
Yeah, Dr. Fate.
Okay.
I'll call him Dr. Strange. Oh, wait.
Wrong universe. I'll help.
So Dr. Fate and Dr. Strange, who win?
Dr. Fate's in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's time for a side trip to New York.
Side trip. I'm taking a lot of time off from work yet again. It's like every month or so.
Every other day.
Extended leaves.
Your salary
should we do
that? You think we should go to New York? Because this sounds like something that we need to get to the bottom of quickly.
I think it probably would be a good idea.
Because whatever's been going on, it's been progressing on you. So
yeah.
You could be...
Is that why you're getting red?
Probably.
Speaking of which, now.
Are you red all over?
Some parts redder than others.
So, who else could we talk to? Because we could talk to Dr. Fate. But I feel like it's cheating to go to another superhero.
It is. But... you could.
Because you heard a voice from above.
It is. It is. Because I'm thinking more like some strange Jewish temple or whatever that would be better. Yeah, Honolulu Bell.
Well, for now I'm keeping the rod around.
Okay.
And
we still do a side trip to Chicago. That's a big Jewish place.
How about Israel?
That's bigger.
Doesn't exist yet. There was a great
when we
onion, you know, the onion.
Yeah.